Spirit 105.3, 903, Scott and Erica, and guess who we have on the telephone, Erica?
He is a member of the Spirit 105.3 family, and I feel like he's part of my family, too.
Stephen Curtis Chapman, good to talk to you, sir.
Great to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me on your show this morning. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for letting me come hang out with you in just a few months. I'm going to get to come bring my music live to the Neptune Theater April 25th.
And we can't wait to see you. This is a solo show, just you and your guitars, and you're coming back. You're going to be there in the U District. Tickets go on sale this morning, right?
Yes, that's right. Always excited to get back to see you guys up in the beautiful Northwest. And it seems only appropriate to bring that journey to a place where, in some ways, a big part of the journey began, because I did a live recording of the Great Adventure, the live adventure video I did many years ago in Seattle, Washington. That was kind of a big, big milestone in my musical journey. So it's going to be fun to come back and celebrate the journey with you all there at the Neptune Theater. That's going to be awesome.
I listened to the Great Adventure on a cassette tape. I mean, you know, seriously, you and I, we go way back, Stephen.
We're talking like all the way back to the mullet years, maybe. You know?
I'm just looking forward to hearing all of your songs that I love, but plus the great stories that you tell. It's a real intimate experience, this solo tour, isn't it, Stephen?
Yeah, it started with actually when I wrote a book that came out about a year and a half ago. I told my story, kind of wrote my memoirs in a book called Between Heaven and the Real World. And just telling the story and really the theme of remembering was something that I think I learned a lot about, just even in writing my book and telling my story. And I thought it would be so cool to kind of do this, weaving it together with songs, with music, kind of taking people on the journey, you know, that I've been on, not just my musical journey, but just my whole life, my faith journey, and using music to kind of connect all of that, sort of the mile markers on that journey. And what I found is so many people, because I've been doing this for a few years now, so many people, their stories and their faith journey are really woven in with these songs, too. And so it's just really been a special thing, a very kind of intimate, you know, sitting around the living room, you know, very beautiful living room, mind you, the Neptune Theater, and just kind of telling my story and singing my songs and showing some, you know, pictures and videos and things, you know, along that journey that kind of bring it all together. So it's really been a neat, very cool experience for me. I'm loving doing it. I love that I get to share it with my friends and that I'll get to be with you guys.
Stephen Curtis Chapman live on Spirit 105.3. We can't wait to see you April 25th. Tickets go on sale and we're going to continue our conversation with you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Stephen, what we're talking about this morning is whether you and your family go fancy for Thanksgiving or, you know, fine china, or if you go chinette. How do you and Mary Beth do it?
You know, it's honestly kind of it depends. Many of our Thanksgivings, well, especially in the early days, have, you know, we're very chinette. In fact, chinette was a little spendy. We were more, you know, we'd be more Dixie cup and, you know, the paper plates that, you know, chinette's like, no, that's the expensive stuff. That's the good stuff. But then we have had many a chinette Thanksgivings. And then a few years ago, you know, I think it might have been last Thanksgiving, you know, my wife said, let's all dress up and we're going to go super fancy. So we literally all dressed up. So we're kind of a variety. Keep it interesting. I will say, no matter how fancy we go, it's always cranberry that's in the shape of the can, because that's what my wife likes the most. You know, none of this homemade stuff. If it's got to be shaped like the can, then it's really the good stuff.
You are absolutely right. No relish. I agree with you.
Yeah. Just open the can, dump it, and go. Yeah.
Well, I wish you and Mary Beth and your whole family the happiest Thanksgiving ever.
Thank you so much. You guys as well. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you this spring, Stephen.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care.